Well, Sean, your reaction to this evening's match?
Oh, well, where do I start? I can't understand how we can go from the standard that we set on Saturday to the, you know, the standard that everyone's seen tonight. It shocked me, if I'm honest. I was very surprised by it. Didn't feel that we influenced any part of the game tonight. You know, forget about the red card. I think beforehand there was a lot of negatives in the game, and to say I'm disappointed is an understatement.
Were you tempted, given the second half performance at Carlisle on Saturday, to start with Medialita?
Oh, tempted, of course I was, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, you have to look at the big picture and suggest, the big picture suggested that, well, told me I couldn't play him for longer than the 45 minutes stipulated. You know, he's coming on the back of a pretty serious injury, and I need that type of player for the rest of the season, and to go into the start of the game tonight, to then bring him off at half-time would have been a loss for us, isn't it? You know, you can't have a game plan like that.
And on the back of Saturday, it must be even more frustrating to know you've done it away from home, but you've had trouble at times doing it at home this season.
Too many times at home. You know, we've really let ourselves down and let the crowd down. And we have to take responsibility for that. You know, I have to take responsibility, and the players do as well. It's a collective disappointment. And I want to transfer our waveform here at the Cam's Glass. It's hindered us this year. You know, if you'd have just got a few more points on the board here at home, you know, we'd be telling a different story. But the story suggests, with 9 or 10 games to go, is that we've not been good enough here. And that's something that we have to put right, especially next season.
Is that something you can put your finger on why at the moment, or is it perhaps too soon?
I think there's a nervousness about the way that we approach the game. I think there's a nervousness when we're not 1-0 up after 20 minutes. You know, we feel that we perhaps chase the game a little bit too long. I was disappointed with the the style of play that we adopted tonight. Didn't want us to go as long as we did. Decision-making on the ball was poor. I can't stand here, guys, and spin a positive. That would be really wrong of me.
I mean, Hartlepool came here with a definite plan. They've been poor on their travels, but they looked to frustrate, and they did it.
They did, and fair play to the opposition. You know, we knew that they'd come and put a lot of bodies behind the ball and make it very difficult for us. You know, we needed a little bit of guile, a bit of composure on the ball to try and open the gaps that they did present. At times they did present them gaps, and you know, we didn't show enough quality on the ball tonight, and I think that's the defining line, really. We lacked quality, not just on the ball but off it as well.
Was it lack of voices perhaps on the pitch as well at times, keeping calm, keeping patient?
Listen, let me make one thing very clear with everybody. Players don't go out there, you know, wanting to play that way. You know, I've been in games like this myself in my career where, you know, you've come off the back of a real positive and then 72 hours later, you know, you've thought, well, where's that performance come from? I don't like to say it happens, but I've seen it before, and, you know, what we have to show going forward is a response on Saturday, which is going to be another game where, let's get it right, everybody expects us to win. And, you know, we have to take that pressure on our shoulders and make sure that we play a better style of football than what we've seen today.
It's a horrible cliche, but I suppose it's a true one, isn't it? That you know, you try and put these results together. No one wants to play badly, but perhaps it's good to get another game coming so soon.
Yeah, I mean, it's a difficult game coming up against Cheltenham. You know, they're fighting for their lives themselves, and they're going to make it really difficult. You know, the pitch tonight is going to be very different to the pitch on Saturday as well, which is something that we have to, you know, understand. And you know, it might suggest that you have to play a different style because you can't play on a pitch like Cheltenham have got. But at the same time, listen, tonight wasn't about style. Let me get that right. It's not about a style. That was about, you know, fighting for the cause and, you know, making things happen. We didn't make anything happen tonight, and that disappoints me greatly.
You lost Max Clark in that second half, straight red. Have you had a chance to look at that again?
I haven't looked, but game's changed, hasn't it? You know, unfortunately now, you know, these full-blooded tackles that we used to be able to see pretty frequently, they get pulled up now for red card offences. I suppose the letter of the law suggests he should have gone. initially. I thought, you know, we'd be lucky if he stayed on the pitch. So I've not seen it, but that didn't have an effect tonight, that's for sure. Not the fact that we went down to 10 men. It was, you know, the game was very different before then.
And a bit of soul-searching, I guess, yourself and in the dressing room before next Saturday.
Yeah, we're always soul-searching, aren't we? You know, that's what the game brings. Brings dramatic highs like Saturday and ultra-lows like tonight. You know, I'm so disappointed that the ultra-lows come at home again.
Thanks, Sean.
Cheers.